Lines in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul. You know, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you know, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Happy Football Monday to you as we kick off a great week here. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you for this full hour to talk the Browns talk, talk some football talk. Bernie Kosar in with us, making the first of his two weekly visits. We'll talk a lot of, we'll talk Browns, but we'll also get into some NFL issues with him. The biggest NFL story, the NFL holding firm to the appeal, or denying, I guess, the appeal on the part of the Saints, trying to get that overturned. I don't think there's any real shock to that story at all. Still the other shoe to drop, which players are going to find themselves in any sort of hot water with the league for their involvement in this whole situation, and reports are that the league will come up with that information or come up with that determination perhaps by week's end. That story playing itself out, and again involving the NFL Players Association. I think that's the other complicating factor. It's not just a league call on when it comes to dealing with player punishment, because with coaches and with administrators, the league can handle that in its own way. In the body, in the confine, it has the autonomy to do that in the confines of league rules. When it comes to players, even though the league has say over punishment, this is new territory, and it does involve the procedures of the Players Association to be involved as well. So we'll see how that plays itself out. We're going to do one of our, which has become, I think, a favorite of this show. I know season ticket questions that season ticket holders submit to us, and we get them on the air. We answer them, and these are no softballs here. These are the tough, hard-edged questions by the people invested in this team, financially invested. So many of us invested also emotionally, but this is the people who put their money on the line and own season tickets and submit to questions to us. And we will answer as many of them as we possibly can through the course of all of our shows. Particularly, we try to do this on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. As we get them, we deliver them. So we've got a segment devoted to that as well tonight. And then, of course, the questions that are submitted via social media, via our voicemail line. So we get the questions from the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages, and also via voicemail, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459, or locally 440-824-6138, just as this gentleman submitted.
Hi, Vic. My name is John, calling from Wisconsin. As a longtime Cleveland Brown fan stuck in northeast Wisconsin, about 30 minutes south of Green Bay, I can't tell you how much I appreciate and enjoy your show, so thank you very much. Here's my hypothetical question for you today, Vic. Assuming the Minnesota Vikings trade the third pick in the NFL draft, and the Browns at four have Matt Khalil from USC, Trent Richardson, Morris Claiborne, and Justin Blackmon, all available to them, who do you think the Browns should select? Thanks, Vic. Take care, and go Browns.
All right, well, we thank you for that call from Wisconsin. You listed, you know, those premium players being available. Obviously, we know conventional wisdom has the Vikings taking Matt Khalil at three, but it's being suggested, Rick Spielman, their general manager, putting it out there that they are open to trading the pick and that it's only really the media that is locking Khalil to the Vikings at 3, or that they're open to maybe doing something else. We'll see what that all comes down to. I would still say it's probably Khalil there. I'm having a hard time buying anything other than that. But under your scenario, if he's available along with the other players you mentioned, I think he's the safest guy to pick. I mean, I think an outstanding tackle, a guy who could line up for you for many years to come. I know it's not exciting, and I know it flies in the face of the conventional thought that you've got to have playmakers, because they do. When I say what I said, I don't mean I don't believe the Browns need playmakers. They do. They need them on offense, and they sure as heck should come out of this draft with playmakers added to this football team. But I also think from a sound football standpoint, getting a Matt Khalil, and if you had the opportunity to get him, and then line him up, and you got Joe Thomas on the left side, and then you could put Khalil on the right side, and he might not be as ideally suited to the right tackle power position, traditional power position, as maybe he would be a left tackle with his unique athleticism, footwork, but he's a big, strong guy. And footwork, and you heard Doug Deacon on this show last week, footwork comes into play with regard to run blocking as well as it does with pass protection. I mean, you do have to have power, and you have to have all the punch and the arm extension and control guys and all those finer points of line play that come into it. But I just think, and you could also build this guy into an outstanding right tackle physically. You know, by building him, I mean, you know, just getting the size and strength components through NFL conditioning, working with the strength and conditioning program that the Browns and other teams have in the NFL. One question I want to hit real quick here from Facebook. Brian, please get Blackmon. He goes, it wouldn't be horrible to pick up Richardson, but we better get Floyd if we get Richardson. We need to build targets for McCoy. He goes into this point that we're just addressing here. Get the wide out. If you're going to get the running back, then and pass on Blackmon, then the next available guy at 22 presumably could be Michael Floyd. Might be too low for the Notre Dame receiver. But I could see a scenario like that. If a Trent Richardson is the pick at 4, that you could still go, you can go again wideout or lineman with that other pick, and I still think you come away with a really good player with your first two choices, a really good addition to the offensive side of the ball, and I think a lot of us would be pretty excited and happy about that. Okay, we're just getting rolling here in a couple of minutes. A conversation with Bernie Kosar, making, as I say, the first of his two weekly stops on this program. What is this program? It's Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12 EA Sports. It's in the game.
I've been holding out for long. I've been sleeping all alone. Lord, I miss you.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Farmer Heights, Vermilion.
At Biljack, we know your dog is an important member of your family. Since 1947, we've been committed to providing only the highest quality nutrition and the absolute best-tasting dog food. Biljack is a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns, the biggest dogs in town. And like the Browns, Biljack is a hometown favorite made right here in Medina, Ohio. So pick up a bag of Biljack frozen dog food today. Biljack will make a visible difference in your dog's appearance, and your dog will love the taste, guaranteed. Available at your local Discount Drug Mart.
Hi, I'm Evan Moore. I made my way onto the Cleveland Browns by keeping my head in the game and blocking out all other distractions. I do the same thing when I'm driving my car. That means putting the phone down, keeping my eyes on the road, and buckling up. Every trip, every time. So whether you're just driving around town or to the stadium, never let distracted driving take you out of the game. This message provided by the Ohio Department of Public Safety.
Time Warner Cable Business Class. You first, the technology follows. To learn more, visit twcbc.com.
Hi, Gang Riz here, and get ready. Friday, April 13th through Sunday, April 15th, Crown Plaza in Independence, Rockside Road. Get your sports memorabilia. That's right. The Roadshow is buying all your sports memorabilia. They have $5 million to spend in 3 days. Don't forget your old coins, silver, gold, watches, broken, or unwanted jewelry. RoadshowOhio.com. The really big show will be broadcasting live. It's the Roadshow, April 13th through the 15th, Crown Plaza, Rockside Road. See you there. Are you getting all the vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and proteins you need? Are you getting them naturally? Then you better take Joby's. What are Joby's? All-natural bee pollen. Vitamins, minerals, and more. You get all your nutrition naturally. Nothing in Joby's but free-range organic bee pollen. Call today. 7 months supply is $99. That's 877-300-5632. Feel good, be good. 877-300-5632. Try Joby's today.
Reg Eye and Rhoda here to tell you about Bullseye Activewear. Bullseye Activewear can help you outfit your staff, team, or school. Follow them on Facebook. Head to BullseyeActivewear.com or give them a call, 330-220-1720.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you till the very top of the hour. So much to talk about in this hour. And today, by the way, it's a Let's Move It Monday, brought to you by Cleveland Clinic. Try to get 10,000 steps in a day this week and visit letsmoveit.org to learn more on how to stay active. Trying very hard, especially after, and I hope you had a great holiday weekend, Easter weekend. I know Passover for many of you as well, and just hope you enjoyed it. I know I did. Ate way, way too much yesterday, and still feeling the effects of it today, I guess. So 10,000 steps should do me good. This segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Dave DiNatale, my producer extraordinaire, please bring up the music.
Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw. Yeah.
We have Bernie Kosar with us for the first of his two weekly visits here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Bernie, how was your holiday weekend, brother?
Great holiday weekend.
Good. And also now to get back into the draft groove, we are, the countdown, you know, continues as we move ever closer to the 26th. And it's interesting, when you think you might have some clarity about this whole situation, and I'm not even sure that this even counts as clarity, but Trent Richardson had allegedly been tweeting his affection for the possibility of becoming a Cleveland Browns player, until lo and behold, it turns out that that was a phony Twitter account that was generating all this talk and had, you know, had people kind of, saying the right things, because there does seem to be, at least in public, unscientifically, a sense among Browns fans that that's the guy they want to see it for. But again, it was somebody else pretending to be him.
Well, I find technology, of which I'm still resisting some of it, somewhat funny in the way people can really pretend to be somebody else and hide behind other things. And you know what, though? When it comes to the draft, you know, we're really getting to the point where you really talked ad nauseum about the first few picks of the draft, the first 4, 5, 6, 10 guys in the draft, and you really end up reaching for things to discuss and probably overanalyze right now. And I think people are so excited about the potential with the two picks in the first round, three of the first 37. They're so excited about the potential to really grow the team and get the team better that, you know, you kind of grasp at things like this. But at the end of the day, it's if it wasn't a fraudulent thing, even if it was accurate, the player doesn't have a lot of say-so right now, and it's up to the team. But guys, no matter what people say, guys tend to want to get picked as early as possible from a financial consideration standpoint and from a competitive standpoint. So I think any of those guys would be incredibly excited about being the fourth pick in the draft.
Yeah, that's what that ties into. And you know, you mentioned technology and how you can hide behind things. There was an NFL schedule going around last week and purported to be the leaked version of the schedule that has not yet been announced by the NFL. And that, too, proved to be a phony. And I guess the person who generated it, like, fessed up to putting it out there and that it was basically made up. And but it was so amazing how many friends and people that we both know that were all over this, maybe either hoping it was the schedule or complaining already about the way certain games were positioned on that. And again, you know, we're just talking about a bogus schedule, but that became news too.
Yeah, and again, the getting ready for those type situations probably are even could be potentially even a little more challenging / troublesome, because the popularity of the league and the excitement of it and the way people plan their Sundays, plan their weekends, plan their weeks around their given teams and their favorite team, and especially certain rivalry games, that I found it sad that some people actually had trips planned and vacations planned already off of a bogus fake schedule.
I know. No, you're right. And it is sad, because that's real investment in time and plans and maybe even expense, too, to do that. But, yeah, the moral of the story is wait for the league to announce it, because that is exactly what the Browns and every other team in the NFL does. They wait. There aren't the way the system's designed, and I can speak from the standpoint of having worked for NFL.com and NFL Network, that is so protected, so highly guarded. When it does get out or is distributed, it's distributed at a very careful, you know, in a very careful way.
And it's been highly thought through and highly looked at and checked. And I think the only people that weren't waiting for the bad news, NFL to release stuff, was the Saints. Appeal, I think, denied.
Yeah, it was. The commissioner upheld it. No big surprise with that at all. Visiting with Bernie Kosar, as we always do here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Bernie, back to the point of what could happen at four. Again, I think the fascination is that so many different things could happen that you can't make, I don't think, the argument that overrides any other for Trent Richardson or Maurice Claiborne or Justin Blackmon, or the possibility of Matt Khalil even being there if, in fact, the Vikings are serious about trading out of that spot, as their GM, Rick Spielman, has indicated, you know, that it was possible. And it's just telling to me that, again, the gamesmanship and whatever, you know, he, for whatever reason, he wants to make it clear that, hey, they'd be open for business, too, if the right team wanted to move to three for some reason to do whatever, get ahead of the Browns or something for a certain player, and that maybe, again, a Matt Khalil falls into the picture for Cleveland. So I think with that list of players and the various pluses and minuses that each has, of Claiborne, Khalil, Richardson, Blackmon, you would sit here and say, okay, it's probably one of those guys if you're staying at four, and even if you're moving down a couple spots, it could still be one of those guys. But it just tells me once again that the closer we get to the draft, the less of a conviction, at least from my mind, that you can have for any single guy.
Yeah, that's absolutely. And again, even to maybe a deeper point, too, would be, I think there's a lot of energy that needs to be put into it, that really you start looking at the depth of certain positions. So if you have Trent Richardson, how much depth of top tier, first, second, third round type running backs are there available in the draft after that? How many Justin Blackmon, how many other top tier receivers, potential playmaking receivers, are there in the first, second, third round? Again, and we remember, again, Mike Wallace, a third round pick. I think just about any NFL team would be happy with Mike Wallace being a draft pick for them and one of their type receivers on their given team. team. So a lot of teams sometimes pick, although everyone says they wanted, this is the best player available, we had him rated on our board as the best player. I think some teams really take a look at the overall depth in the following rounds to see if, hey, maybe I don't take the running back or the receiver here at this round, I may be able to get another guy in the upcoming rounds later to kind of help fill in my roster. I think a lot of some of that thinking goes into it.
And then we look at some history, too, and I know you can go back to 2007, and although the Browns clearly did a great thing by adding Joe Thomas to the roster with that particular first-round pick, when they also could have gone with Adrian Peterson, who proves to be a tremendous player, but when in a dynamic difference maker for the Vikings. But I mean, no complaints about having Joe Thomas on this team, but it underscores to me the idea that you still, despite where Peterson was taken as a first rounder, what was he, seventh overall to the Vikings the year that Thomas was third overall to the Browns, that you still don't need to invest so heavily in a running back. And, you know, Arian Foster is sort of the poster child of that, as being undrafted in 2009, and so many other players taken in that 50, 60 overall range. You know, you look at a Michael Turner at what was he, 154 in 2004. I mean, the idea is that there's just, you can still get good running backs in those later portions, or not draft them at all and get them as undrafted players.
Well, here's another thing, talking about history, is there was a fantastic / humbling, eye-opening article that Terry Pluto wrote, I think, over the weekend.
Yes.
About, look at the history of the fourth pick and the 22nd pick. And he's shown, like, Adam Curry, who was a can't-miss backer, tweener, guy that went to Seattle, got traded for basically nothing to Oakland this year. McFadden, the history of the fourth round picks, and then even somewhat scarier, the history of the 22nd picks in the first round. So I think it really shows, what that article shows me and what that history shows me, is sometimes having quantity is probably the surest way to success in the draft, because like we've said many times on the last couple months leading up to this draft, there's the best pickers, drafters that are Hall of Fame material, really don't even bat 50% in drafting guys in the first few rounds. Right. Not even 50%. And if you look at, again, that article and that history, yeah, you can say A.J. Green worked out good.
Yeah.
But for every A.J. Green,
yeah,
there's an Adam...
Aaron Curry. Yeah.
So there's those type things. So that sometimes having the extra picks gives you a little luxury, because everybody makes mistakes with these things, and it just shows that history has showed it. And again, being able to just kind of limit your exposure and try to limit the mistakes and try to make sure you get a guy when you know he's a player, I think it's really imperative.
Yeah, no, great piece by Terry Pluto and the Plain Dealer, the one you're referring to over the weekend. We've got much more coming up with Bernie Kosar on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Stick around for more on ESPN 850 WKNR. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. With over 30 years in Northeast Ohio, it's certain Liberty Ford will make your next vehicle purchase an easy one. A friendly and knowledgeable staff paired with high-quality customer service makes the Liberty experience impossible to beat. Plus, their guaranteed financing, award-winning service department, and body shop just add to it. Visit Liberty Ford today or go to libertyford.com.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get new places, take a loop.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food.
too quick to say kazoo.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system. Team-specific runouts and real-life broadcasts with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12. True to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
There are many debt relief plans and scams out there. So if you find yourself with $10,000 or more in credit card debt and you just want the facts of legitimate debt relief solutions available to you, then call American Credit Card Solutions for a free informational kit that will tell you about your options in simple, easy-to-understand terminology. The kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is absolutely no sales pitch, just the facts. Sent directly to you in the mail. This free informational kit can be mailed to you today so you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-912-1515 and ask for your free kit. That's 800-912-1515. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited. So call right now for your free debt informational kit. 800-912-1515. That's 800-912-1515.
I need the resources of a larger, well-connected financial services firm.
But I want personal attention from a true partner.
Investment solutions designed to meet my needs.
A global perspective is important today.
I want stability. A firm that survived the tough times by doing what's right.
I'm Brian Kurtz with Baird Private Wealth Management. Founded in 1919, Baird has been a financial partner in Northern Ohio for more than 10 years, guiding families and businesses through some of the best and most challenging times investors have ever seen. We combine industry-leading research with a truly global perspective. We also offer deep in investment management, financial, tax, and estate planning services to help you reach your long-term goals. And because we're employee-owned, you can trust that we share a vested interest in your best interest.
Discover a true partner committed to great outcomes in your financial life. Your partnership begins at BairdOhio.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
Welcoming you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Hey, the Cleveland Browns Future Stars Camp, presented by Medical Mutual, will help kids ages 5 to 7 learn the football basics. The 2012 camp will take place in conjunction with the Browns Draft Day Party at Cleveland Browns Stadium on Thursday, April 26th, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. To register your child, call 877-6-BROWNS or visit ClevelandBrowns.com. In this segment, part two of our discussion with Bernie Kosar, it's driven by Liberty Ford. Back with Bernie Kosar. And Bernie, one of the things that you mentioned in our previous segment with regard to the news of the day, the commissioner, this wasn't a shock, but the commissioner holding up the appeal of the Saints, and in particular of Sean Payton and company, their appeal of their suspensions. And again, we fully expected this to be the case, but now that the reality of it is there, it tells me that maybe as this story progresses, the thing that we're still looking and waiting to see is what the decision will be on players and how the league will be able to arrive at a decision on these guys, again, who are acting on orders and instructions from the people who have been punished.
Yeah, and even more like shocking to me was really listening to the audio that was incredibly released last week. Again, hearing it over the weekend, I'm not really sure I know I've never heard speeches to that level, to that specific level, ever. And, again, I'm not trying to be an apologist for the players. I'm not trying to be an excuse maker for them. I'm not trying to cover for them. But it's almost like, and again, not with the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. Don't want to compare football to war.
No.
But you have an element of leadership and not questioning the judgment of your superiors. And when you're coach, that constantly and that consistently and that definitively is talking about things like that, for I find it really hard for the masses of players to be put in that situation. I try to put myself in that situation if I was trying to make an NFL team, trying to hang on to a team, trying to be part of a group. I mean, trying to say what decision would I have made, could I have made about that type of situation. And I think that's really a tough spot for some of these players to be in.
No doubt. And it's also opened the doors to some other questions that I started pondering, and I've heard others do the same, about how injuries are going to be reported in-game. And it's always a little bit of a dicey thing when teams announce injuries and what they're exactly, you know, the specific injury and such, and the reluctance to do so because how that information can be used against a player by the opposition, right, to target that injury, and that being the basic reason for it. But you wonder now if this is opening the door, if the whole bounty situation now opens the door to greater concern about that very topic.
Well, no doubt about it. I mean, I think that's something where how it's handled is definitely in the interest not only of just the given players that are probably being looked at and scrutinized, but the all the players in the league, all the young kids, like how coaches are going to coach up younger kids, high school kids, college kids, play Pop Warner football. You know, this is going to have ramifications across so many different levels and so many different areas of football that a lot of real thought. I know it's going into it, but there's a whole lot of thought, I think, that's got to go and consideration that's got to go into this as to how it's handled, because so many different groups are going to be affected by this.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. The way it's going to change, it causes us to rethink how things have been done, procedures. And look, it's the whole thing about announcing injuries in game, just like announcing injuries during the week, is full disclosure. It's the whole gambling aspect that the NFL worries about, that culture, and try to not have any inside information available or whatever, or create the climate for that. So you put everything out there and put it out front. But if during the game now that you think an opponent might be targeting a specific player for the reasons that happened in the course of this whole bounty thing, again, it's something that I know the first time I hear it in a press box, and I've been around this game for so long that it becomes second nature to hear announcements. So-and-so suffered a whatever, knee injury, return is questionable, return is doubtful, whatever it might be, or is out for the game. But those are the types of things now that this makes you think twice about it.
Oh, absolutely. And it's... I know there's a physical component to the game and an economic component to the sport that he can't ignore. And part of why the sport, I think, has become so popular is the physical toughness of it that you need to play it and survive it and be good at it. It's something that is entertaining and fun to be a part of. It's fun to watch. It's one of the exciting things. But in terms of when you cross the line and you start doing things where, again, Greg Williams being on tape the day before the game saying, I know he has a knee injury, let's isolate and purposely go for the ACL like that to blow his knee up. Knowing what we know today about concussions and the early signs of dementia and things of that nature, and to know a guy's had concussion issues and to mandate that every player on every play, every time, gets a piece of his head, takes a shot at it, that's just barbaric to me. And that, again, that crosses the level of fairness, fun, good stuff that I think the NFL has going for it.
No, great, great points there. Bernie Kosar joining us, as he always does here, on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. So, Bernie, as we look around the league, an interesting situation developing in Kansas City, where Romeo Crennel, of course, former Browns coach, is now the head coach there, and not really sure if he's embracing. I had a chance to visit with him at the league meetings recently down in Florida a couple of weeks ago, but not really sure if he's embracing the idea of Matt Cassel being the guy there. You know, if he truly, Romeo, if he truly thinks that that's the right quarterback for that team, talked about wanting to see more consistency from him. What's your take on Cassel?
Well, I don't want to take away from the season he had in New England, but we talk about inexperience. We talk about Tannehill only playing 19 games. Well, Cassel played even less and had the one season in New England, was behind Matt Leinart in college, so really he's never played. And he ended up being, and to show you how the league wanted quarterbacks, that sought after the year he was the unrestricted free agent. I think that it's definitely showing that Kansas City is going to take a look at a quarterback. I'm not saying in the first round, but relatively early, because they tried hot and heavy. I mean, when their owner, Lamar Hunt, said, we want Peyton Manning also, they were out in that sweepstakes too, and I think they're going to be definitely looking to kind of find lightning in a bottle, like Scott Pioli did with what he did in New England, and he may be trying to do that again in Kansas City to, if nothing more, bring some competition to the spot, because they were dreadful last year at certain times at their backup quarterback position.
Well, Bernie, good stuff as always. We will catch up with you at the end of the week, my friend.
Sounds good. Have a great week.
All right. He is Bernie Kosar, the one and only, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
rings and all kinds of other tempting things. Take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up Loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
If you're a football fan, chances are it's been a lifelong passion. Did you know that over those same years, your oral care needs have also changed? From the ages of 30 to 50, science shows that plaque formation increases 337%, dry mouth increases 304%, and gingivitis increases 22,000%. So how do you fight oral aging with the grit and determination of a sports fan? Turn to Age Essential Mouthwash. It's so strong, it's been scientifically proven to kill germs for up to 16 hours. Help prevent the effects of oral aging. Fight back and stay strong with Oasis Age Essential Mouthwash. Available at your local Discount Drug Mart in the oral care section.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Imagine shopping at your corner store and still being able to see and speak with a delivery man through your cell phone, accept a package, and have him leave in your garage, which you can open remotely. Well, now you can with an Alarm Force video relay. Get a video relay and an Alarm Force home alarm together for only $199 and just $35 per month.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
The fun is back and your Akron Arrows kick off the season this Thursday night. Enjoy cold, refreshing beverages for only $1 as Thirst Quenching Thursday returns. Sponsored by the Ohio Lottery. Plus, they'll be giving away some great prizes, including luxury suites and your chance to throw out a first pitch. After the game, enjoy the Time Warner Cable Fireworks Extravaganza. Advance tickets start at just $5. So log on to akronarrows.com or call 330-253-5153 to get your tickets today. Opening night with the Akron Arrows this Thursday.
Sunnyside Audi is Cleveland's only four-year-in-a-row Magna Society dealer. With over 150 years combined Audi sales and service staff, Sunnyside Audi has the highest customer satisfaction of Audi dealers in Northeast Ohio. Check out their great selection of new and certified pre-owned Audis, located off 71 and Pearl Road in Middleburg Heights. Now with extended sales and service hours. Check them out at sunnysideaudi.com. Now offering loaner and valet service. East side, west side, it's always Sunnyside. Sunnysideaudi.com.
Little Hall and Oates to bring us back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Browns fans, you can experience the great benefits of being a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder. 2012 season tickets are on sale now, and they're more affordable than ever, with tickets starting at only $32. Go to ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. This segment brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game. A few times a week, we like to bring you questions from our season ticket holders. And a whole bunch of the season ticket holders submit these questions, get a good variety here. So what we do is we give you their name, their first name, and where they're from, and how long they've held their season tickets or tickets, and then present their questions. And you get a wide range from these, but we love to do it. And we, as I say, a few times a week. We're looking at Monday, Wednesday, Friday right now, but as we get more of them, we'll start building more of these into the program. For instance, Zach from Strongsville, season ticket holder since 2012. Pretty simple here. He just says, I really hope you guys bring back brown uniforms instead of white. You know, Zach, this is a bigger topic than a lot of people might think or care to talk about. This is unis, you know. Well, let's just talk about players and schemes and coaching and all the football stuff. Who cares about the uniforms? But it was interesting because there was a fair amount of backlash to the white uniform wearing team throughout all last season. I think it had more to do with just lack of success on the field, and that just put a bad taste in everyone's mouth. That's my thought. But there were others who I think looked at it from a fashion standpoint and said, you know, boring. Just seeing white. Want to see it changed up. It was interesting, and I don't think there's anything to read in this, but it was just interesting that when the Nike uniforms were unveiled in New York last week, Joe Hayden there for the Browns as the Browns rep, you noticed he was wearing a brown jersey, the white pants. That was a good look, and perhaps that's a look that will resurface. But not reading into anything from Nike, it's just that, you know, maybe that was a reminder to anyone who was paying attention that, hey, it's still a good look for this football team to incorporate. So we'll see if that makes its way back in to the season. Something tells me we'll see a change up, but that's just my guess. Douglas from North Ridgefield, season ticket holder since 2010. The Browns have shown not to be interested in building a winning team. Frosty the Snowman does not thrill me. So he's given that nickname to Frosty Rucker, the defensive end signed as a free agent. We have zero receivers. They let a good running back go. Then they say they want to develop a running game. Okay, so Douglas, not a happy guy. And I hear what you're saying, but I'm gonna give you this to think about. Number one, I understand you're not being thrilled with what happened or didn't happen in free agency, because this team did not do anything in the way of big splash stuff. Frosty Rucker was a targeted player for a spot that needed help, defensive end, and I believe he presents an upgrade. If you come away from free agency at any position with a better player than you had before, now you could, again, say, wouldn't have taken much to upgrade what Jamie Mitchell did or didn't do for this team, and he's no longer on the team at end. Okay, but nonetheless, the step was taken to get a better player. And I think Frosty Rucker also is a more versatile player. I think his versatility maybe doesn't get enough credit. The size that he brings, 280-ish, ability to kind of move inside, outside, help the rotation at defensive tackle, where you can maybe give a rest occasionally to Ataba Rubin and Phil Taylor that you weren't able to before. And in nickel situations, you know, have a guy who can, again, slide to inside and give you good penetration pass rush versus just a bull in there who just ties people up. I think it's a better addition than you want to give it credit for. Zero receivers. I think Greg Little counts as a receiver. I mean, other physical bodies count as receivers. Mohamed Masakwa, Josh Cribbs, they count. But I know your point is that what the team has isn't good enough in your estimation, and it wasn't good enough in pretty much anyone's estimation. I think it's fair to say Greg Little will be a better receiver in 2012. How much better remains to be seen, but I'm expecting him to be better. And I think it's fair to expect him to be better based on evidence that was gleaned through the course of 2011. Saw the negative of a rookie, and then saw, I think, some positives that could be developed, you could build upon. Let a good running back go. Well, Peyton Hillis was a good running back in 2010. Peyton Hillis is pretty much a one-dimensional force that I don't think gives you enough to retain, and given the other baggage that went with him in 2011, not that sad to see him go. You can develop a running game, though, with what you have and what you may get in the draft, whether it's Trent Richardson or other players you pick. But I don't think the running game goes kaput because Peyton Hillis isn't here. And he's with Kansas City. That's fine. You know, build him into that, maybe into that running game, however they work him in. But I think with what the team has at the position now, still, and I think Brandon Jackson counts. He's a guy you still haven't seen on the field yet. And on the presumption that he stays healthy and contributes, he will. I think he will. Stays healthy is the question, and by all accounts he will be fully and ready to roll. And see more from Ontario Hardesty. I'm not giving up on him, and I want to see other player, or a player or two added to the mix, and I believe we'll see that via draft, via any other means between now and the start of the season. Gregory, from Mayfield Village. Club-level member since 1962. I've had season tickets in one form or another. Since 70. Okay, you go back 20 years for the last time we had a winning team. It's been too long. There's nothing that gives us any hope or promise. We're going to win 4 or 6 games again this year. Wow, Gregory, he's got that all figured out. Gregory, I'm not buying that. I'm not buying that you have to believe. There's no reason to think this team is going to be a better team before you see what's drafted, because I do think that'll help. Before you see the results of what this offseason will allow existing players, such as Colt McCoy and others, mentioned Greg Little, and others on the defensive side of the ball to improve. Overall, to get acquainted with system, with Pat Shurmur's scheme offensively, with what is put together by Dick Geron on the defensive side, for just picking that up with no off season, the result was pretty impressive. Especially, I mean, on the defensive side of the ball, I'm talking with no real ability to spend the time that I think would have been fair, like a normal off season, to deal with learning and practicing this conversion from a 3-4 to a 4-3 and doing it kind of on the fly, doing it with a lot of the instruction taking place in the middle of the training camp practice field, more instructional moments that Dick Geron and his defensive staff was doing than you would normally see in training camp. I was impressed. I mean, that's impressive. Top 10 and a keeping scores low and keeping the team in games, multiple games. You could build on that. I think that's more than that rates in my mind more than an assumption that it's only a 4 or 6 win season. I mean, you're entitled to see it that way, and you've got your mind, sounds like, made up on that. I don't. I'm open-minded enough, not because I'm sitting here in Berea, not because I'm sitting here as part of the Browns. I'm open to seeing and expecting better, and I want better. And I demand I'm demanding better, too. I'm not sitting here saying, yeah, let's just cruise along and, you know, we'll just whistle on by and expect the worst. I'm not doing that. No one's doing that. No one that I work with is doing that. And especially those who can actually affect that, who make those decisions, are not taking the approach that, yep, the assumption is this is what you're gearing toward. So, Kyle from St. Louis, Missouri. Wow, season ticket holder since 2000. I don't want to beat a dead horse here, but as a season ticket holder and as a PSL owner, and the man travels from St. Louis, I'm impressed by that. I feel like a shareholder. You should, yep. And if this were a publicly traded company, the shareholders would have a voice. The NFL was built on excitement and fast-paced action. The Browns are not this. To me, this is not about one player, but a faceless, vanilla team that does not perform at a very high level outside of the kicker, and maybe that says it all. I really don't mind the losing anymore, but I want to be entertained. We all just want to have fun at games, be proud of our team, and win a little. Other teams showed improvements last year, only 1 or 2 years into new regimes. Our team president recently said 6-10 is not good enough. I agree. But I'll even take 6-10 if it's entertaining and we have players recognized around the league as a group of as up-and-comers with all-pro potential. Well, here's what I see from this. And I love this. This is well put together, Kyle. Nicely done. You should expect everything for your investment. And when I say everything, success being first and foremost. A winning team that's boring will be exciting to you. I'm just taking a guess there. You will take winning in any form. We all will. But excitement, you tend to settle for that or want more of that, more entertainment. And yeah, the games that were played this past year, I thought had exciting finishes. Unfortunately for the Browns, they didn't finish the right way, but they kept you on edge. There wasn't any excitement or enough excitement offensively. Sure, that hurt, and that's where the excitement is expected to be. And I think when you talk about up and coming and all those things that would make you feel better about what you're looking at, I'll go back to saying that let's let this draft play itself out and see what kind of playmakers can be brought into the mix. Because I think that's a fair way to go about this. I really do. I don't think the draft is just, okay, they're adding some young guys who won't contribute. That isn't how it works anymore. And you saw how it's worked for this team the last couple of years. But look broader than that. Look around the league. You count on draft picks to help you right away. And your reference to other teams having success with regimes within the first few years. And yeah, there's no doubt that the time is now, the feeling is, it's now, I want to say now or never, but it certainly has that urgency, that level of urgency to get it done now. That's where my head is at, along with yours. But entertainment is part of the equation. Success is number one, though. I'll take boring wins if you got a lot of them. I really will, and so will you. So will you. You don't say that. You don't feel that now. But if they accumulate, boy, we got a lot of wins here. Boy, they haven't really been exciting and entertaining. But look up and look at what the record is. That'll work. This is a defensive-driven team right now. So games are going to be close. They're going to feel a lot like, and if you play to that strength, you don't necessarily see a lot of dynamic stuff. Although, I believe there'll be more playmaking. I can't tell you this is going to be the greatest show on turf. Am I expecting that? No. I'd be unrealistic. Because I believe the pathway to success is going to be driven by defense. It's going to be driven by an offense that will minimize mistakes and make more plays. So that, and how those are made and whatever, you know, I'm not talking about a series of 60 or 80 yard touchdown passes, but I am talking about, and maybe they will be, but I'm talking about a team that is just playing better offensively, and that encompasses a lot. Okay, we have got more coming up in the way of answering questions, the ones that you submit via social media, Facebook, and official Browns Twitter pages, the Ask Vic portion of the show, Driven by Liberty Ford, the show Driven by Liberty Ford. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily right here on ESPN 850 WKNR. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. With over 30 years in Northeast Ohio, it's certain Liberty Ford will make your next vehicle purchase an easy one. A friendly and knowledgeable staff paired with high-quality customer service makes the Liberty experience impossible to beat. Plus, their guaranteed financing, award-winning service department, and body shop just add to it. Visit Liberty Ford today or go to libertyford.com.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up Loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Is this the year you start checking off your goals? Like building your savings? Building your education? Or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to help you achieve your goals. So whatever it is you'd like to do, we're ready to help you do it. This is your year. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
When it comes to exciting places to work, nothing compares to Quicken Loans.
We're a creative,
technology,
and people company.
I get signed each week to create whatever I want.
I help the family purchase their first home, and I'm helping rebuild a great American city.
Are you ready for a job that rewards your innovation?
Good, because you found it. I'm talking over 300 jobs for developers,
programmers, project managers,
engineers.
You name it, we're looking for it. Our fast-paced banking and operations teams are looking for a ton of people. We've got great benefits, great facilities, and great people.
Quicken Loans is proud to be ranked in the top 10 of Fortune's best companies to work for in the U.S.
Dude, if you're looking for a gig, you should call 800-411-JOBS and find out why Computer World Magazine
has ranked Quicken Loans as one of the top 10 best places to work in IT.
We're Quicken Loans, and there's more to us than you think.
Call us today at 800-411-JOBS. That number again is 800-411-JOBS.
Or go to quickenloanscareers.com.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 33.
Looking for some cash? Stop by Roadshow Ohio, Friday, April 13th to Sunday, April 15th at the Crown Plaza in Independence. You gotta see Roadshow Ohio, as they'll buy all of your sports memorabilia, including that old Babe Ruth bat in your basement and the old baseball cards in your mom's attic. Instant cash. They've got $5 million to spend over the course of 3 days. Don't forget, old coins, silver, gold, watches, broken, unwanted jewelry, RoadshowOhio.com. Stop by Crown Plaza Hotel, Independence, Friday, April 13th to Sunday, April 15th.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Hi, this is Daquell Jackson, and you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Yeah, just like the linebacker just told you. The show is driven by Liberty Ford, and we're going to answer some of the questions that you've submitted via the Browns' official Facebook, Twitter pages, the aspect portion of the show driven by Liberty Ford. Nicholas, via Twitter, do you think Trent Richardson is the safest pick for us in the draft? If Matt Khalil isn't there, as I was talking about earlier, I'm inclined to think maybe. I just worry about running back value. You know, time, it's the idea of how many years do you get out of the player? The very best guys can give you, you know, four or more years. Is it do you get enough time out of a dynamic, even the most dynamic running back? That's where the safety part of it doesn't maybe always jive with me. But I'm leaning in that direction. I can't tell you I'm 100% there as I would be with the tackle. Beth, via Facebook, I hope they stay at number four and do not trade out, because I think that would be a bad idea when you need a blue-chip player to give the offense a kickstart. Go Browns. Well, Beth, yeah, I think you make a valid point, although the way this is shaping up, with as many, the cluster of players you keep hearing there, and depending on what could happen at three above, it's all about how far you trade down. If you do trade down a ways to like the middle or bottom portion, and again, they've got that 22nd pick, so I wouldn't envision trading necessarily too far down, then you are maybe out of that territory of blue chip. But it all depends on how far you go. You go a couple picks down, I think you still get blue chip. All right, I want to thank Bernie Kosar for his contributions. We want to thank Drew Boatner and Danielle Lavelli and our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. We will talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.